This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Southwest Airlines says it will return to normal operations today. The Dallas-based air carrier has struggled with massive cancellations and delays during the holidays. Former Southwest employee Hallie Chauvin told NPR that a former coworker and others have been overworked during that time.
She was telling me that she had been working for 72 hours straight at that point. And the night before, with all the cancellations, she was watching 40 unaccompanied minors all to herself. And she was telling me about all the employees, the ramp agents that were getting frostbite and having to go to the emergency room.
Nearly 300 Southwest flights at Denver International Airport were canceled on Thursday. A new law prohibiting the sale of non-cage-free eggs will take effect in the new year. CPR's Paulo Shalceda cracks the case.
A bill passed in 2020 requires businesses to stop selling eggs produced by hens in cramped spaces. It also requires farms to ensure each chicken has at least 1 square foot of floor space by 2025. Egg cartons at grocery stores will soon have a sticker saying the eggs have been produced in a cage-free facility. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
This has been another dangerous year on Denver roadways. So far, 81 people have been killed in accidents. A third of those killed were pedestrians hit by cars. Vanessa Lacayo is a spokesperson for the Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. She said most fatal accidents happen on wide roads with higher speed limits. She also said the city is updating roads and intersections to make them safer for pedestrians. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:05. Thank you for joining us. Coming up this hour, it's The Takeaway. In Denver right now, it is 25 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's 28.